You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
That's quite far enough there, strangers. We are not accepting new boats in Chesed this evening.
And Brother Ramius of Latria, we're a peaceful people.
All we want is to find food and shelter, and perhaps spend a little bit of our coin in your fair city.
I suppose it would be unholy of me to leave you far away from a port. As you're sailing in, Sakawachi says, may I speak with you, Brother Ramius? I was talking with the others. We feel as if this would be a great opportunity for us to perhaps spend some time apart.
Sakawachi wishes to stay in another inn if possible, and I agreed.
Oh.
I get the sense that Sakawachi believes that we are fated to separate.
And so you make your way towards an inn. There's a bunch of sailors and old salts in there drinking. It's late. A guy sitting at the table, a little bit drunk, he looks over and he looks at you, Ramius. Oh!
You've mistaken me for someone.
Hey, girl's been asking about you. Come by.
Where is this place?
The Pig and Pony, up the street.
Yes.
Gaius, you spent hours there.
Gaius?
And he just, like, stops. Gaius is my brother's name.
The adventure continues. Now.
Matthew Capitacasa,
Yes.
am concerned that you're not getting enough protein.
Why?
Because you don't eat meat.
Yeah.
And protein's very important.
I agree.
How much protein are you getting on a daily basis?
I'm eating protein constantly, man.
What? When? What form?
From nature's beautiful bounty, beans. I was very anti-bean for most of my life. I was like, what's the point?
Right.
They don't taste good. And then I realized I was just eating too many bad canned beans. And now I make my own, raise some hummus.
You make your own beans?
No,
you make your own beans?
I get dried beans and I make them.
What, are you God now? Where's your bean stock?
You can grow them, though. Yeah. Thus making.
Also, I eat dairy and cheese and eggs and all the other things.
Okay. I still don't think it's enough, man.
I think you eat too much protein.
I mean, no such thing. You, as you age.
Is that why he's so jacked?
No, here's the thing.
Too much protein.
He's so angry.
It's not about.
That's why he's so angry.
It's not about being jacked. I'm trying to save you because you are the youngest man at the table. And there's still hope for you. And what happens is, as you get older, once you get into the 40s, man, the protein starts to drop off. Testosterone's going to go down. You need muscle mass starts to go down. That's why old people are so brittle and frail. You need to get more protein. You're not getting enough from canned beans.
No. I'm not eating canned beans.
You need to start drinking blood. Human blood.
hemoglobin is the only way.
That's it.
We all need to get vampire facials where they prick you with 1,000,000,000 needles and then they rub your blood back into your skin.
I thought that meant something else.
I don't want to know.
Vampire facial.
Never mind. What you said was better.
My body is, as you like to talk about, already dying. I can no longer.
But I can
mushrooms.
Save you.
I can no longer eat mushrooms. I
really?
Tell you this? Yeah.
Really?
I always thought you were a fun guy.
I thought so too.
Boom. Why is it? Because it's poisonous to you?
My body. Apparently, it's a thing. Sudden onset or adult onset mushroom intolerance.
You have AOMI.
You did that so fast.
AOMI?
Adult onset.
AOMI.
AOMI.
I never thought it would have
if you suffer from AOMI.
I never met Nomi, a fellow Omi. No, All right, so you've got the beans. There's no way you're eating enough beans per day.
And eggs and cheese.
But you know, the beans are great for fiber. That's another thing. Also, they've done these studies of people that live, the centenarians. One of the main things that they have in common is their fiber intake. Fiber, super important. Maybe the most important. I read a lot of medical journals. But protein.
Because you're trying to live forever.
I'm
trying
to live forever. Is that a medical journal called Men's Health Magazine?
No.
Troy.
Maxim.
I just want to point out, sorry.
It's called, yes.
It's called Maxim.
Male Health Medical Journal, Maxim. Your Honor, I just want to point out, you mentioned that you read a lot of medical journals.
No, Judge.
I have here in my paperwork, Harvard Health saying that you should not eat more than 2 kilograms or grams of ideal of per protein for your ideal body weight. It says that protein is actually bad for you. You should not have too much. It can lead to GI discomfort.
How many RCTs went to that medical?
You know, sir, I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't want you to spread false information to the people.
I'm going to present them the anecdotal evidence of having to share a dressing with you before tour shows.
Oh yeah,
it's a horror.
She's right about the GI thing, but also, what if you don't want to be 100?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, then kill yourself now.
Why? Well, what if I want 80 years?
Oh, Francis.
Heard it here first.
Francis was like, yeah, Matthew.
I'm surprised.
Troy, what do you eat for your protein?
Just eggs. Meat? I eat a lot of eggs. I've got too many eggs. But I like eggs. I like meat. I eat steak and burgers and chicken and pork.
Love a good steak.
I mean, a meal without meat just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
But
so my dad would always say growing up, if there was ever a meal without
meat, snack,
he immediately would say, what am I, sick? What am I, sick? Like, that gives you some indication of how I was raised.
I just want you to be healthy, and I want you to live a long, healthy Italian life. But you can't do it on beans and milk alone.
Whole grains also.
Eggs.
So what you're saying is that...
And eggs.
Yep. Joe and
are you eating chia seeds?
Farro is a great source.
Yeah, it's a decent source.
And
chia seeds, good.
Fiber.
Yeah, fiber's great. I have no questions about your
wheat variants. Or lost causes, you don't care. It's
bulgur wheat?
I think they're eating enough meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Skid texts me his meal plan every single day.
Yeah, I'm always, and I keep you I want to keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
You weigh all of your meat before you text her? Just tell him.
Yeah. Gotta weigh the meat.
Obviously, that's part of the plan.
Yep. What does your medical journal say about
us women?
Us women folk.
What do they say about us?
About our proteins?
What do they say about women and Maxim?
Yeah, what do they say about women and Maxim?
They talk about women and Maxim.
They talk about their hobbies.
I can tell you everything about what kind of food Christina Aguilera likes to eat.
I know. I now know how to turn them on.
Oh. Did you read it for the articles?
Yes. No, protein's important for you too. You know, but okay. It's different. It's just different for men.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that why women live so much longer than men? Is because they eat way more meat?
No. I'm reading this book right now called Outlive, which.
You're terrifying sometimes.
I can parody of yourself.
This was going to come back to a book. I knew it.
Do you guys, would it surprise you to know that I've gotten into cold plunges recently?
Oh, no.
You told us that I
got a cold plunge tank. Love it. Anyways,
you got a cold plunge tank.
Tank, yeah.
It's like a big fridge.
Outside. You're very close to moving back to California again. I don't know if you realize this.
No.
Your life habits are heading to the West Coast.
I am East Coast me.
You say East Coast me or East Coast meat?
East Coast me, yes. East Coast meat is the name of my new
business. Look at this East Coast meat right here.
East Coast meat right here.
Oh, so this book, Outlive, it's talks about the four horsemen diseases that tend to kill you. Cardiovascular disease, metabolic dysfunction like diabetes, two, and cancer, obviously, and then like neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and whatnot. And those are the four biggest killers. And so it looks into like what we can do, if anything, to try and prevent it. Because medicine 2.0 is all about like, oh, you're sick, let's treat it. Medicine 3.0, in his estimation, is like, how do you start dealing with it when you're 30 and 40 to avoid it from happening? Because modern medicine is all about treating it once it's too late. Yeah. And then like, maybe you can live for another couple of years. Anyways, he talks in the early part of the book about centenarians, and they've done studies on like people who live to 100 or beyond 100, what do they have in common? And like, it's so wildly random, the men and women that live past 100. There's like some that their secret was drink a bottle of whiskey every day, yeah. smoked a pack of
like
cigarettes.
It's mostly genes at that point.
Genes carry a big part of it. But then there's like gene therapy that can perhaps prevent things. There's a lot going on.
Does it talk about that guy that's trying to like be young again, who's 50, injecting blood like, or whatever.
His son's blood?
There's something. He like,
and he
it's like
doesn't look younger.
No, he looks fucked up.
He looks his age.
It's borderline like,
or worse.
It's weird.
He's injecting his son's blood into him?
Something like that.
Like he puts it on his face.
He's a Silicon Valley guy. I can't remember his name.
The Dave
Asprey?
He's
trying to cellularly
age. He's trying to live to 160.
I think his name is Brian something. He looks plastic. Brian Johnson? Is that his
name?
Well,
the image that you're thinking Iron of is for like a magazine, and he's definitely wearing like weird makeup.
He just is trying to forever youngify himself, but through like medical treatments, like blood infusions and stem cell research, which I think like, cool, maybe we'll discover something. But what you're saying is more so preventative care, which is normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, it's very interesting, interesting stuff. But as I read more about this stuff, I read this book on sleep recently that got me changed my whole prospect on sleep. It all comes back to protein. I just think in a couple of years, when you're ready to come back to meat, let's talk. Doesn't have to be red. Who said it had to be red?
Could be crickets.
You could eat crickets. You want some cricket protein?
Not right now, but I have had cricket.
You have?
Yeah.
Would you do bug protein? There's bug protein powder.
No, I wouldn't do bug protein.
No, not into it.
No. Anyways.
I get plenty of protein. Don't worry about me.
All right.
Thanks for your concern.
You've reassured me.
It's touching that you're so concerned about him and not us.
Because I know you guys are eating meat. I know you're eating enough. I know he eats enough.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about meat all the time.
You have plenty of protein.
Yep. He doesn't care.
I hate meat.
He's just obsessed with Matthew.
I like steak.
Do you think
how much meat do you eat, Kate, in a week? Meat every night? You have a steak a week?
Two steaks a week? Really a meat person. I got a chicken salad in my bag right
You know
now.
Your butcher's first name?
No. Do you? I don't really like meat.
You walk in and they say, Kate, the usual? And the guy just starts slinging meat at you.
Goat legs.
I was going to say, if he's protein deficient on your standards, I definitely am.
Let me ask you this. As a Greek, did you eat a lot of lamb growing up? And do you still consume lamb?
It's racist.
Okay. I'm still going to go with it. No? Did you have lamb roast at your family sacrifices?
No, we were bad Greeks. We didn't do Greek Easter. We didn't do any of that. I can barely speak it.
Mint jelly. Your thoughts?
Mint jelly?
Yeah.
Jelly's weird.
Okay.
All Wiggles. Jelly is weird?
Yeah.
All jelly?
Like
more of a jam
Depends
girl?
On the texture.
How do you feel about Jell-O?
Oh, wow.
I love Jell-O.
There's always a
reaction.
I love Jell-O.
It's a weird texture.
I love Jell-O too.
I don't like gelatinous.
And we all love Jell-O except for Kate and have never eaten it in each other's presence before.
We should all get Jell-O and watch a movie. Jello's
that's a great private. Idea.
And that's great. There's always room for Jell-O.
I don't want to watch any of you guys eat Jell-O. Sorry.
So watching other people
be the worst night in the
that's
world.
That's exactly
it's like watching someone eat yogurt. It's like,
yeah.
Slurping.
Yeah. A real bad part of the Jell-O eating is the sound.
No.
But if you're all in it together, then
it might be a hospital thing. Maybe you're weird about hospitals. Jell-O's big in hospitals.
That sounds like
you. That's where it started.
No.
That sounds like a youth thing.
I didn't degrade.
Do you like Jell-O?
It's fine. I don't crave Jell-O.
I gotta get me some Jell-O tonight.
I don't know if anyone craves Jell-O.
I crave Jell-O.
But I do
you
enjoy
Jell-O?
It.
I love
you
making
it? Just
I
the
love
mere mention of it. You want to rush out the door
mouth
right
is
now.
Watering.
I love making Jell-O at home. I made a full bunt layered Jell-O cake with like layers of yogurt and Jell-O in between each
Whoa,
other.
Pass.
No, it was good. It was really good. I used to make Jell-O eggs at Easter with an egg mold.
Oh,
so it
yogurt
would be like,
in it?
It's good. It would be like a solid Jell-O egg. And you would take it out of the bowl. They used to just go and put the whole fucking egg in my mouth. Like swallow it whole like a boa constrictor.
Is this a thing or is this a Sydney thing? No, it was a mold.
Yeah, we used to make
it as
kids. You would do like multiple colors. You'd put it in the fridge, make another layer, put it in the fridge, and then you pop it out. And it's like a thick, solid egg of Jell-O. It was really cool. And I think that's what started me on my Jell-O journey.
That's fun. We have the Jell-O molds that make for Easter Jell-O jelly beans.
I didn't even know.
Put in the fridge and then boop, boop, boop. They're little jelly beans made of Jell-O.
That's fun.
I'll send you a link.
Do you freeze them so they hold their shape a little longer? Or
no, you just put them in the fridge.
Like regular Jell-O.
Little Jell-O jelly beans, yeah.
That's so fun. Cute.
I could bring some in.
It's going to melt by the time.
Will they?
They're not ice cream.
Will they react? to being soaked in vodka like gummy bears?
Well, now we're talking. Yeah,
that's now we can have a party.
That's mom and dad's secret
party
stash
in studio. Yeah.
Joe's vodka wife. That was her special.
Vodka Jello beans.
Aaron's drunken gummy bears.
Or yes,
drunken
gummy bears. Yes,
we should have Aaron make some.
Mm. That is much more likely than Troy making some and bringing them in.
That's true.
That's never going to happen.
It's true. I don't like to commit.
But man, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Pop a couple Jello. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Or just get like really high to record an episode. That's where you're going with this.
That would be bad news.
Well, we're going to do something. And we'll be back right after this break.
Gentlemen of the niche, dudes, what's going on? Listen up. I've got something for you. If you, like me, have lost your hair or started losing your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Hims is a hair loss solution you can try that'll have you joining up with hundreds of thousands of other subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a whole range of hair loss treatments that actually work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and it's 100% online, so no uncomfortable doctor visits. You just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. And if it's prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. As I said, Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/GCN. That's hims.com/GCN for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/GCN. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What did we just eat? You'll never know. But we are
protein.
Back.
Protein.
Protein. We just shoved a raw steak into Matthew's mouth during the break. I want to thank, as always, our sponsors, Foundry Virtual Tabletop and good old Norse Foundry.
Yeah, Norse!
Norse!
I just rolled a 3 on a D12 on a Norse Foundry Split the Party Glass Cannon podcast die. Now it's cracked. Not the die. It was cocked, I guess. Also want to mention, I'm going to mention this all the time right now, our subscription service. We're still doing the 30-day free trial. Go to jointhenaish.com. Enter code GCN30. 30 days for free of, listen, I'm biased, I know, but it is the best subscription service in actual play podcasting, hands down, in terms of volume and quality.
I don't want to limit to that. It's all of entertainment.
Yeah.
There's no better deal in all of entertainment worldwide than this deal.
See, he's allowed to say that. I sound conceited if I say that. Not Skid.
I'm barely involved. I can say
you're saying this as a customer.
Yeah, as a proud customer. I mean, there's no better deal to be found in the entirety of human history.
It's true.
In Skid, any field.
And Skid is a student of history.
I am.
It's true. So are you gonna say Skid the liar?
Yeah. What do you call me, a fucking liar?
Speaking of liars, Joe has something
real nice. Speaking of liars.
To mention this week, a new thing we're gonna be doing possibly
to
weekly.
Celebrate. The 75th episode of Gatewalkers. Can you believe it's been 75?
75?
Episodes
this
of Campaign 2.
This is going to be a clip show today. I dropped my glasses.
Oh, gosh.
You okay?
Don't, but be sure to make as much noise as possible.
I can't find them.
Yeah, enough protein, he wouldn't need them.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see who's talking.
You had enough.
I want to see who's talking. I didn't have enough protein today. My eyes are hurting.
No, to celebrate the 75th episode, we thought it would be really fun to, you know, we come back from break and we thank Foundry VTT for making the episode possible. And we thank Norse Foundry for making the episode possible. But we don't often enough thank Dinesh for making the episode possible, right? Subscription service is the backbone of this entire company. And so supporting us there is obviously huge. I asked Sydney right before we went live if she supports us on the subscription service.
I said yes.
And she said yes. So there you go.
Yeah.
So follow Sydney's lead here.
Yes.
So as a thank you.
She gets a free subscription.
As a thank you.
I support all of my friends on the network and I love their shows and I listen to all of them. So you shut your mouth.
I gave her a free code.
Shut your mouth. I gave her a free code. Well,
it's not about whether Sydney values us monetarily.
I will say, after a few months, she did redeem that code. And that's the point.
All right. Strike what I said about following Sydney's lead. Go your own way. No, we had an idea for how to thank everybody who subscribes and who has subscribed, you know, for so long to help us make this show. And we thought we love doing giveaways. We always do them on streams. We always do them on special events and Extra Life and all that kind of stuff. But we don't do it enough on the Glass Cannon podcast. So we were like, what if we started doing a giveaway every single episode of the Glass Cannon podcast? And it gets tricky because there's the international stuff and shipping across, you know, the pond and everything. So we were like, well, let's make it digital and let's just make it easy and let's just make it money. So we were like, why don't we just do like $100 Amazon gift card to a subscriber, a random subscriber, every episode. And just say, thank you. Shout out a name.
Yeah.
Send a card and just appreciate all that you've done to help support us over the years. So I pull the entire subscriber list that we have currently. I run it through a random number generator.
Every name on a Post-it note.
And we're going to figure out.
Put them at the center of the table and we'll pick one out.
Bring out the tumbler.
Clarifying question.
Yes.
Is Sydney on the list?
Sydney is on the list.
And I on the list.
And I mentioned this, and she was very kind. She said,
I said, if you pull my name, just hit it again and don't even say anything.
Not me. Not me.
No, if I pull Kate's name, you get it.
I would Kate love needs to spend new... Jeff Bezos' money.
Well, it's our money.
I could do
but,
an amazing oh, thing with well, Jesus.
She needs
money.
A new jump rope.
Mommy needs a new jump rope.
Mama needs a new jumper. Okay. So without any further ado, we'll get on with it. I pulled a name just before the episode and highlighted it. And so a big thank you this week to Colleen Mathis. Colleen Mathis. I don't know where you are in the world, but congratulations and thank you so much. We will reach out to you for your prize. So yeah, tune in every week. Let's do this every week. Right. I think it's really fun.
Do this every week until we're out of business for buying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
No, I think this is a great idea. We gotta thank the nation more often. But how do we thank ourselves? By Delphi.
I was trying to think of a segue.
How do we thank ourselves by talking about what happened last week in last week's Jumbo app. Tension on the boat between the Arataki's and do you guys have like a team name, like a party name?
The Gaywalk.
We have a boat.
The Gaywalk.
Oh, I was going to say our boat name. We have a new boat name.
Oh, yeah, the Precious Jubilee.
I was like, the perfect. The Precious.
I'm sorry, are you talking about the crew of the Precious Jubilee?
That's what we're known as. The crew of
the Precious Jubileans. The Gatewalkers and the Arataki's. A lot of tension there after all of these shared visions you've had sailing along the Lake of Mists and Veils. You finally realize that you're getting closer to the port city of Chesed, which lies in the northern portion of the nation of Numeria, the Gun Nation.
No longer.
No longer.
The once and future Gun Nation.
They've elected to prepare for war by giving up their one strategic advantage.
As you get closer to the port, it's nighttime. A boat comes out to you. A guy on the boat, his name's Captain Yodan Dandridge, and he explains, we're not accepting any boats. We don't want any ghosts and devils in our town. And you were like, we're not ghosts and devils. And you convinced him. He brings you in. But the tensions between the Arataki and the Gatewalkers have reached a point where Sakawachi, who's still grieving the loss of Pamak, his possibly betrothed former love interest, he's like, we're gonna spend some time apart. Let's see. I'm going to keep reading the stars and see what I think we should do. Perhaps our quests need to diverge. You guys have taken it very personally.
I mean, it wasn't just that, you know, we've grown apart. It's not really not feeling it, not really working out. He considers us, you know,
dangerous
and evil.
Yeah. One battle.
You know
suddenly.
What? Fair enough, but at the same time, it's just a little bit of a hard pill to swallow.
He blames you for the great evil that may destroy the world.
I think, the end of last week's episode is very shocking to me, very surprising turn. Obviously, we have to deal with all that, but we need to have a conversation. The characters have to have a conversation about whether we want to continue on with them, right? Like, it goes two ways. You know, we got to kind of see how we feel because we haven't even had a chance to talk about it yet.
You haven't had a chance to talk. So as you get in, they go their way. You guys go to the not as nice inn called the Wet Mouse, also known as to the locals as the Wee Mouse. There's an image of a mouse being waterboarded. The sign, you go in to the bar, barkeep and his halfling wife, they say we have some rooms available. They go to give you some food, and then some local drunk recognizes Brother Ramius. Before you guys even have a chance to talk about Sakawachi and whatnot, the drug is like, hey, well, I haven't seen you forever. Ramius doesn't have any idea who this guy is. Marty Finstock, I work at the Pig and Pony. I haven't seen you in a while. You used to drink us out of the table. And Ramius is like, what? And he's like, come on, guys. You know what it is. And Ramius' face goes white. He walks away. He's like, yeah, we'll come visit the Pig and Pony tomorrow. And you guys ask, who's Gaius? And he says, my brother.
His brother, who many people think is dead.
And that you killed.
Right? As a child.
But you murdered that in cold we blood. Think.
Murdered.
So
everybody can have talk their own opinions it? On that story.
You want to talk about it, Joe?
I don't know. Should I talk about it? Should we do it in character?
Oh, yeah. So he's...
Did we all hear this happen? Did we?
Because at a certain point, yeah. He's like, hey, yeah. Everybody drinks for Gaius and his friends. And you guys are like, guys. And he said that.
And I started going along, yeah. And then Brother Ramius turned to you guys and was like, that's my brother's name. Gaius is my brother. And now it starts to make sense, like how he could be recognized, right? How he could mistake the two. At first, he just thought he was like a drunk, right? Moron. And now he's like...
Possibly true.
It's his twin brother.
Hmm.
But it sounds like you put on weight compared to Gaius.
Which makes no sense.
I know.
That must have been an improv slip.
He must be terribly.
That was like,
Brother Ramius.
He was drunk. He probably meant you've lost
a lot of weight.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Brother Ramius is a sickly and extremely skinny person.
Yeah, so I love that you named your guy Marty Finstock.
Marnie.
Oh, is it Marnie? I thought it was Marty.
I wrote Marty as well.
I think it was Marnie.
Marnie.
Finstock was Galabras's original last name.
Yeah.
Maybe a distant relative.
Maybe. All right, yeah, so he'll say, it's my brother.
I didn't know you had a brother.
Your brother lives in Numeria?
What's a brother?
I don't know how he would have made it this
way. You call us brother? What the hell is your problem?
Better get confused.
Does Buggles and Zephyr know about your brother being dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, to catch you up real quick, what you guys know is that that his brother is believed to be dead. His parents thought his brother was dead because he fell from a cliff and was washed out to sea. And Ramius always had this feeling that he wasn't dead. And then he saw him in the mirror, in the gate.
Right.
He saw him in the gate and he was, I didn't give any details on that, but he did see him and that's kind of why he walked through the gate. That's why he ends up with this kind of ghostly grasp deviant ability because he was like reaching out for him and it was sort of this combination of seeing his brother groan, but then also seeing like, and being like, I knew it, but then also seeing like his brother falling and like trying to reach for him. And so you get this. His deviant ability manifests as this grasping hand, this ghostly grasping hand.
And now, as a shoving hand. Curious.
Oh, deviant.
I didn't even think about
it. Pulling towards you, pushing them away.
Deviant ability.
Pushing them off the cliff. Shit.
Now that you finally like have wind that he might be alive, you have the deviant ability to push.
Ooh,
must die.
What?
There can only be one.
But no, in that case, like while Gick and Barnes are kind of like, oh, like tell us more about your brother. Like, Brother Ramius, I thought you said he was dead.
No, I never said that, Zephyr. I said that everyone thought that he was.
Because you killed him?
No, Barnes. Perhaps I was
at fault in that I left him, but there was nothing I could do. He was so far down. Gik, please sit and I'll let you know what happened.
She takes her drink.
We sit down at a table. We wait for some food because that's what was happening. We were ordering food, waiting for food to come.
Plunk! Marnie stumbles out of the bar.
Did he serve the food?
No, he's just like, this is all happening simultaneously. Ah. He's been overserved. He leaves. They plunk the food down. The kitchen closes.
I would have asked him more, but he was obviously inebriated. I would not have gotten good information out of him, but he said to go to his bar, his inn, his tavern, so I would very much like to go there and... Gik.
Right now? What?
No, we must rest. My brother fell when we were children off the side of a cliff near where we lived. And he was hurt and unable to stand and walk. He was at the edge of the shoreline and there was no way for me to climb down without hurting myself. And so I ran to get help. And when I returned with my parents, he wasn't there. Everyone believed he was washed out to sea by the surf, and I didn't believe it. I could feel that somehow he lived. For years I asked, and I would go to there were many ports on the Shadow Isle, and I would go and ask frequently if anyone had picked up a child from the sea, and there was no one ever did. So eventually I ended up at the Abbey at a very young age for reasons I don't really remember.
Well, then this is a reason to celebrate. If this is actually your brother, don't you want to meet him?
It is, yes, but I always thought that he was beyond the gate. I saw him in the gate. That's why I passed through on the night of the missing moment. I thought perhaps he was existing in some alternate dimension or, well, as we've seen, planet or something. I didn't know that he was here. How could he get to Numeria? It's halfway across the known world from the Shadow Isle.
I thought the gate just showed you stuff you wanted and it was achievable. Isn't this what you want?
What did you see in the gate? Talent?
Hubert.
Hubert.
That was quite rude. And obviously untrue.
It's just trying to get involved.
He's been like this all day.
Shoes on some mutton.
Just ignore him, Gik. No, I...
So mean.
Gik, are you suggesting that which we see in the gate is hallucination?
I thought
that I saw him on the other side.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You think it was just showing me what I wanted to see?
Well, what I saw was what I want, and that it's achievable. It's something I could do. It's like a, I don't know, like a dream, like a good dream.
Did you tell us what this was?
Yeah, I think she did.
It was like a concert, right?
Yeah,
in front of a bunch of people.
It was like people, and they loved her, and like they wanted her. They were cheering for her.
You wanted to be famous?
No. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a feeling more than what I saw. It was that I was...
A feeling of the future, of what was to come.
Right. So maybe this is your future, and you're supposed to be here, and he is, and then you meet him, and then, I don't know.
I wouldn't know what to say, but I must try. Tomorrow, can you come with me?
Perhaps it's best if one of us goes first. Confirm that someone like, that way we don't cause any unnecessary confusion before.
This could be, I don't want to be the pessimist, this could be some kind of trick or a trap. Someone knows you and what's the significance of your brother. Perhaps this is all a ruse somehow to lure you in.
I've never told anyone, Buggles. Only you. Only you, Zephyr. Barnes.
We'd better
now get... you, Gik. I never even told Riddleson what I saw in the gate. I kept it to myself.
It's good you bring up Riddleson. We should talk about that, but we still have not made contact with your doctor, Riddleson. We have to let him know what we've discovered so far, and where we are.
We left the findings at this... Yes. Leaving the notes at Skywatch now seem like they'll never reach anyone.
No, we have to...
Perhaps we could send a message from here.
Send a rider and a raven.
Yes, perhaps they have some system by which we could send word.
Where are we sending it again? Where did we start? Where is Riddleston based?
We know where.
Stalab.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in. Oh, yeah.
Leperstadt.
We went to his.
That's not even that far, his manor. All things considered.
It's on a bird.
It's honestly, from where you are now, you're probably as close to Leperstadt as you are. It's equidistant to where you were in Skywatch. Probably a little bit further.
We're like halfway there. Like,
yeah, halfway from Skywatch.
Yeah. Leperstadt.
So we should. We can send a rider and a.
That's an excellent idea, Bonds. For. We know how dangerous it was on the boat, and if something should happen to us there, or if something should happen to us before we're able to get this information out, it could be bad.
Yes, and we are but mortal. We all could fall. But you're Dr. Riddleston. This affects him personally, as you explained to me.
Yes.
Well, regardless, tomorrow, whoever goes, we should all go. We got your back. I mean, we'll help you.
Thank you, Kik. Thank you. I have trouble believing it could really be him. Perhaps this money has given me just a false sense of hope. But we will check it out. But tomorrow we were supposed to speak with Sakuachi. And of course we will at some point, but I wonder what you think, Zephyr. If we should take him up on his offer to part ways. He actually did not offer it. I shouldn't say that. It was implied. I feel like he wants to separate from us.
I think Zephyr is kind of like a little bit over them, especially since they turned on us, saying like, oh, we're not fated to do this, actually, and we're actually the enemy. And she's just sick of people telling us who we are and what our purpose is. So she's probably just kind of like, hey, if they want to go their separate ways, I think we should let them. They barely let us over that lake.
But are we stuck? I mean, can they help us still?
I don't know.
Can they provide us direction of some sort?
Yes, do we know how to take the boat to Sarkoris without them?
And they are our only connection to Sarkoris. We have no other lead.
Also, are they going to take our boat?
No, it's our boat. We named it.
Well, we all named it together, Zephyr.
But it is equally as much their boat as it is our boat.
I always assumed it was mine, but...
I certainly never imagined parting ways. I don't know how... We must ride the boat together to Sarkoris. We have to find our way to the crown of the world. At least I believe we do.
I think it's more based on... That's where we're going, in the boat, and if they want to come along, still, they can. And we hope that they do, because they've been navigating us.
I did learn a bit from Ulukuk, but I'm not very confident that I could navigate the boat myself.
We have a mission. We stick to that mission. If they want to join our mission, I think Zephyr's right. If they see our missions as aligned, then we should work together, but we cannot delay.
And do you believe our mission lies in Sarkoris?
Is it?
I feel as if it's on the way.
The fastest path to the crown of the world?
That it is, Barnes. That it is. I've never held with this living god business. This sacrifice. I don't know what they could possibly mean.
In my field, you find that different groups of people find ways to tell the same story.
Yes, that is very wise. I know what you mean. Perhaps this god is something else by another name.
Yes.
Well, we shall speak to them tomorrow and see how they feel. Perhaps with some rest and a night apart, they will soften in their thoughts.
Yes, we should get to bed. It will take us almost 45 minutes to walk to our room.
Well, Zephyr, we should head up to ours. Yeah. We're right here, actually. It's on the main floor.
There's a door off of
it. It's right off the kitchen.
off the kitchen.
I guess I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, good luck with your walk.
Good night, Hubert.
Good night, Hubert.
He's up. Go.
I don't care about the walk.
Damn it. All right, Hubert.
Assuming you need someone to watch over you, keep you safe.
Of course. Yep.
Hubert, why don't you, she like takes a pillow off the bed. Will this do?
Squeezes it. Holds it up near your face.
Yes, it'll do quite nicely.
Yes, this is just right.
I think that Huber has kind of become our version of like Chucky or some sort of killer doll.
Like a tiny, cute,
he's
but
terrifying.
Evil. All right. Good night, Hubert.
Good night.
Post him as a guard outside your door or something. Jesus.
I go to bed. I go to bed.
I don't know if I've ever seen him sleep before, actually.
What?
I don't know.
He doesn't sleep?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
An hour and a half later, you've reached the 200s.
Oh,
my God.
I am also
how big
actually,
is this in? Like,
as we're making our way to the room, however long it takes, Buggles is going to, like, Ramius is going to ask us to say, are you sure? Are you feigning all right? I know that you probably need some of your,
narcotics.
It's funny you should mention that. The whole walk here, I kept thinking I need to ask the innkeeper or some patron or other how to procure some flay leaf. And I hadn't thought about it since we ran into Marnie. Not once.
There's nothing like old trauma to get you off your habits.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not the most important thing to me right now. I wish to go to the inn as soon as possible, but it's too late now.
Well, that's,
you should rest.
It's good. It's good. Maybe a good night's sleep and you'll see things differently in the morning. And
yes. Perhaps.
Why don't you let me hold what remains of your flay leaf just to help you?
No.
Sleep well, Barnes.
And I think he's going to really struggle to fall asleep. He's going to toss and turn, and just these memories, so many childhood memories flashing through his mind, and then trying to think how is this possible that he could be washed away in the sea on the Shadow Isle, which is far, I mean, hundreds of miles off the coast of the west coast of Avastan, and then make his way all the way this far east into Avastan. If it's true, it seems unbelievable. Impossible. And then he starts thinking, well, I traveled to another planet. Perhaps he found a gate, passed through a gate. No, couldn't be. Anyway, on and on like that.
What color eyes does Brother Ramius have?
Grayish.
Grayish. So maybe we just look from above at you staring at the ceiling. We just keep coming in closer and closer until we see your gray eyes, and the gray eyes turn into water. We see the sun rising on Chesed. The docks, seamen are out getting boats ready. It is now morning of your first day here in Chesed. Sakawachi, Anuma, Daniji, and
Ulikuk
are at a nicer inn. You guys have some business you want to do here?
We got to send the messages to Riddleson.
Yeah, Raven or Ryder.
We want to also go to the library. A library, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do we need to do any shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should. I think actually, out of character, I think we have some runes to transfer. Or do we have anything like big to do or no? Something to think about. We're in a proper town now.
I feel like we did. Don't you need to transfer? Yeah, you need to transfer a striking rune to your hand wraps. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to the loot sheet and I'll look. But other than that, pig and pony.
Pig and pony. And in the morning, Ramius, yeah, before we leave this inn, he wants to ask about getting flay leaf.
Okay.
We'll go to the...
that was short-lived.
Exactly. We'll go to the innkeep in the morning. He didn't get any sleep, but he's like kind of... Not any sleep, but did not sleep well, and he's kind of out of sorts. And he'll come down in the morning and say...
In the morning, there's somebody else. There's a dwarf behind the bar, just cleaning glasses, cutting fruit.
Good morning. I'm Brother Ramius. We were tenants at the the 300s last night. We hiked here this morning.
We hiked here.
It's 3 in the afternoon.
I was just wondering if you, he kind of looks around.
He's like, you don't even know if he's listening.
I was just wondering if there was, if you knew any way within the city to procure any flay leaf. There was something that was sold here, anywhere.
Flay leaf?
The flay leaf, yes. I have a back issue.
I have cataracts.
It's an apothecary in the middle of town. You could try that. But
okay.
If you're looking for other things...
What is it called? Do you know the name? Is it easy to find?
No, it's actually quite complicated.
Okay, could you describe how to get there?
I can draw you a map.
I'll be most generous. Thank you very much.
I can. And he just like draws a little hand map. Like, yeah.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Joran Tumblestone.
Thank you, Mr. Tumblestone.
Please call me Joran.
Joran it is then.
Always wanted to be an artist.
Really, the detail is incredible.
Yes. I think you'll find it's to scale as well.
Wow. And what is this? Is this some water?
Fountain. It's a fountain.
Oh, well done.
Yes. If you hold it in the right light, it'll look as if the water is moving.
Oh, look at that. Sorcery.
What sorcery
please,
is this?
Please, you flatter.
Wow. This is the greatest hastily scrawled map I've ever seen in all my days of adventure.
Well, you have really turned my day around.
And you mine.
Zephyr comes out of her room, which is right off of this bar.
And they're like leaning in for a kiss.
This is what it looks like, Zephyr.
That's right, Zephyr.
I was helping him clean the glasses. Right,
what do you have there? A piece of paper.
Oh, look, would you look at this? This is a map of the town, the center of town, of course, pointing out where the apothecary is.
Oh.
And look, hold it up to the light in just that way.
Okay.
Do you see it?
We should probably go to the apothecary for you now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all above board, Zephyr. You don't have to act like sort of suspicious.
Yes. Good morning. The waves are moving.
What's that?
Oh, it's a magical drawing that Ramius has.
It looks magical.
I wouldn't say it's magical, but
this is quite good.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you drew that?
Yeah. Drew. I just scribbled.
Can you believe it?
Barnes wakes up from the nap he's taking.
I'll never understand you.
You never went to the 300s?
No, I did, right? But walking back to Glad out of there, we're like, oh. Are we ready? Oh, what's that?
It's a map.
Oh.
Magical map.
Well, this is really quite spectacular.
Oh, please. I've never felt better.
You should sell these.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I guess I could sign it.
Yes, would you mind?
Joran Tumblestone. Wow, that is a lovely name, Joran.
Thank you. My parents gave it to me, as most parents do to their children.
Oh, hey. And she looks at Ramius. Do you know a guy?
I know several.
Named, Guys?
Gaius.
Yes. There was a patron last night, Marnie.
Oh, Marnie.
Yes, he was in his cups a
big and pony.
He mistook me for a man named Gaius. Is this a name that rings a bell?
Sounds familiar. If Marnie knew him, he must have been a bit of a drinker. The pig and pony is a much, much seedier establishment than ours.
Than the wet mouse?
Yes, the wee mouse.
Sorry.
I know.
Wee mouse.
Wet mouse to an outsider, yes.
Okay.
I drew the mouse getting water.
The logo.
Oh, like that.
I said from at a certain angle, it looks like it's screaming.
Yes, they gave me creative freedom over their logo.
It's hard to tell if it's drinking it or just being hurt by it.
No, it's just being hurt.
Yes. The mouse looks very uncomfortable.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration for your work?
I hate mice.
You know what? As a bartender in a seedy tavern, you probably do.
Yes. Yeah.
In a port town.
Take every fucking mouse in here and drown it as much as I could.
One thing to just trap them and kill them. I want to let them know that they should never set foot in this bar again.
Would that the world were one great bucket.
Ah!
Wow. You,
wait, is this artwork that was based on a real life experience of yours?
Enjoy your time here.
I think we've said enough, Barnes. Let's.
Would you like to join us on our adventures?
No.
I could use some man of your talents.
Yes. Oh,
we could use more artists.
I can swing a pen, but not a sword.
It sounds like you're a serial killer of mice.
Well, you're too kind.
Where are you off to now?
Oh, well, I'm going to keep cleaning here, and I assume once you leave, I no longer exist.
Let's vanish the body. Well, we'll leave you to it.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
Godspeed.
Maybe we'll see you.
Keep living. You want to come with us?
No. Maybe we'll see you when we re-enter the rehouse. Maybe not.
You leave and God. It just disappears. It fades out of existence.
Yes, the one quirk of the Wee Mouse is that there's only a bartender working if there's someone to see them.
That's right.
If you're actively thinking about the bartender.
That is amazing.
So where to first?
I think... Oh, so...
Message to Riddleson. Let's just get that done.
Like a post office.
How does, like...
Yeah,
how does wonder. Inter...
How does the post work?
International posts, like how does that... I mean, I assume there must be some. It's a pretty... A relatively, like, sort of high-tech world... Relatively stable, like there's got to be some.
I would presume that there are riders.
Yeah, I imagine there's like Pony Express,
Courier,
and Ravens. I think there's probably Ravens too, because I love.
Yeah,
yeah, they're sending
right. That's sure.
Pigeon.
What's the range on a Raven?
Laden or unladen?
Depends on the quality of the Raven.
Laden, unladen.
Well, that's a reference to a movie.
Few hundred miles.
No, that you would not enjoy. Where he grips the message. Because it's like 550 miles away.
30 to 40 miles each day.
If you ask, Doran or Joran, he would tell you, oh, there's a post office. I'll draw you a map to the post office as well.
Oh,
what a treat.
Yes, it's right in the town square. The apothecary is not too far away.
Buy yourself an extra few moments of existence.
Yes, I will surely remember these moments. There you are.
Is there anything you'd like to... Tell us or confess before you blink into oblivion.
No, I'll need some time to think about that.
You'll have all the time in the world.
Yeah. Well,
bye.
We will do our best to bring you back to life. It's hard.
It makes it is driven. Your disappearance will drive up the value of the artwork we've acquired from you.
You flatter me.
Bye, Joran.
Bye.
Goodbye.
No, let's talk for longer.
I have to go.
Goodbye.
You guys remember when we were going to do a quick finish of Gatewalkers?
Yeah. It's a great plan.
I went out the door a couple of times.
All right.
But we've never had more fun.
I want to go to
Post. That way, if we have to kill Ramius for killing his brother or go through a whole trial, defend him from, I don't know, some sort of claim, make sure we get the mail out first.
Okay. All right, so you follow Joran's unbelievable map. I mean, every little landmark along the way, it seems like every house, like, every shop is like indicated on the map.
Don't you see that? There are three pigeons on the rooftop. There are three fucking pigeons on the roof.
It's incredible.
How did he do that?
It's truly remarkable. I'm not sure he's of this world.
Perhaps he's one of those demons that snuck in.
Perhaps he is. Blessed with sight beyond sight and the ability, incredible ability, to artistically replicate his visions.
And nice.
And very nice.
He's very nice.
Very polite.
Generous.
I liked him.
Offered to spend his last few minutes, pro months on Earth, showing us where the post office was.
Do you want to go to town now, or do you want to go back to the docks and tell Yodan Dandridge there is a demon at the end?
So post first, and we post a message.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I guess
as succinct as we can, we have to write very tiny.
Well, maybe we spent last night when we were recovering from our 30-mile hike to room 319, we writing out what we wanted.
What is the post? Like, are we going to send a raven or do we?
Rider, we said.
We said rider.
Do you go to the post?
Yeah.
All right, you go to the post.
We're going to have to send two letters because the first letter is going to be like, Dear Riddleson, stop. Talitha, dead. Stop. Lucky, dead. Stop. Asta, dead. Stop.
He didn't know Asta.
Asta.
Exactly. Is. Asta. Also part of the group now. Dead. Stop. And then send another one and be like, follow up. Everything else is bad.
Fate of the world. I don't know why we're sending a telegram, but let's keep going. Fate of the world hangs in balance. Stop.
We are more confused than ever. Stop.
Fate of the world? Question mark? Stop.
Have acquired two new members. Also gatewalkers.
Went to another planet. Forgot about that. Stop.
It's a lot to recount.
It really is a lot.
How are we going to keep it concise? What do we want to tell them? What's the main information?
I think we need to tell them as much as possible about Asoyo and the deaths of Lucky and Talitha.
Okay. Dude, yeah. It's very dangerous.
That's a waste of time.
Castrovel.
Not even joking. We have to tell them about Asoyo.
At Castrovel, we should say
the crown of the world sealed away.
And we went to Castrovel and talked to the elves.
Right.
Yeah. Talitha and Dr. Middleton were quite close.
It's true.
Paying per word, dude.
Not that way.
Paying per word, dude.
You're really edgy when you're not on your flay leaf and you need to relax.
She didn't want to go to the apothecary first.
Yeah, maybe she needs to go to the apothecary.
Brother Ramius will wait outside. Send whatever message you'd like.
All right, we send it.
Chesed Post. You walk in. There is a woman.
We're going to play this.
Yeah, let's play it up.
Okay. Okay.
There's a woman behind the counter and a young boy in the back sorting mail.
It's Anakin Skywalker.
What? And this is Shmi.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
You have to send the buzz. Send the rhyme.
We would like to send a letter.
Hello. A letter, yes.
We need to send it to.
Did you bring your own paper?
Yes, we've written the letter.
Pen? Did you bring your own pen? We sell pens.
We took care of the writing of the letter.
Oh, you've already written the letter.
What is your name?
My name is Susan Letterhead.
You have the perfect job.
May I ask? Was this a name you were born with, or is it an honorific
bestowed
upon you when you begin to work at the post office?
Oh no, it's a family name. There's Susan Letterhead. Yes.
And is that your son over there?
Oh, that no. I don't know whose son he is. He's a good worker.
What a strange response.
I don't know
whose son he is. He realized what a bizarre thing that is to say.
I've never once inquired as to his parent.
Are you all in there? Or?
Yeah, we just
now
like,
I'm in.
Now, just, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be here for the rest of the episode. You might as well.
I don't want to miss a second.
You had me at letterhead.
You're just like strictly co-workers. You don't ask each other anything about.
Frankly, I always thought he was just a small man.
Is it just a small guy?
Is he a halfling?
You there, boy.
Raphael, these people want to know more about you for some reason.
That's so ridiculous.
What?
Oh, no. No, that's a guy. That's a full-on guy.
What do you want?
Never mind.
Nothing.
Don't go back to work.
Okay, yep.
Yep.
Raphael, how do you send posts to all the way to Ursula?
It's a few pages.
Horse or bird?
Okay.
Both.
Either.
Pegasus.
What?
What fly?
That would be something. It costs more for bird because it's faster.
We'll do both. One as a backup to the other.
Susie, you already handle this?
And she's like, yes. Yes. Could I speak to you, Raphael?
You say what?
Could I speak to you, Raphael?
Yes, that's fine.
And she comes over and she's like,
Mauricio! Mauricio!
Another guy comes up. Guy comes out and sees you guys, and they're all like whispering.
Yeah, I think they're going to overcharge us for this parcel.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Just one more.
What's going on?
What are they doing?
They're just a little bit of Pegasus.
He said something.
Ding, ding.
And the other guy comes over, presumably.
Mauricio.
Are you all letterheads?
No, I'm not a letterhead, but...
What is your last name?
My name, Mauricio Van Pelt.
But that's not important right now.
Buckles, don't laugh.
This is going to sound... you'll have to forgive me if this sounds strange, and I don't mean to pry, but are you the gatewalkers that traveled through seven arches not long ago?
Indeed we are. How do you know of this?
This is amazing.
You're right. You're right, Susan.
Raphael is new here. He does not know about this, but this is going to sound crazy, but I have a letter for you. We had a bit of a bet going on as to whether or not you would ever pick this up.
Who won?
Well, I'm going to be a few silver pieces richer, as I said you would. No one else believed me.
When?
Susan.
When did you get this dispatch?
2 weeks ago, maybe.
Was it 2 weeks,
from
Susan?
Where? From where did it come?
Give us a letter. Give us a letter.
You could just read the letter.
It was delivered to us with specific instructions to give it to people matching not all of your descriptions, but I saw the goblin and you looked familiar, and they said there was a female elf. That's why I wasn't sure, but you are the gatewalkers that... Yes. I don't even know what that means.
Please, the letter, please.
Yes, Susan, give them the letter.
And she...
Here.
Snatch.
Zephyr.
What did you call me?
What did you call me?
Today! Jesus.
She snatches it out of her hand. Snatch.
You
snatch.
Snatch. I'm going to start calling people snatches. That's pretty funny. You snatch.
It sounds really awful.
It's a bad word.
Give me that letter, snatch.
I guess audio only, it makes sense.
A letter, snatch.
Down the hatch.
But I'm grabbing at the same time.
You were doing a radio play?
Zephyr snatches the letter from her hand and like looks at the front, like what's it, who's it addressed to and from?
It says,
Skid Camp.
Skid is still out of commission.
I think we're going to have to take a break.
It says, something like that she would just say that. And like,
snatch.
Give me that. Snatch.
What?
What did you call me?
What's wrong with you? Why would you say
that? No, I don't know if I want to give it to you.
Sorry.
Grab the letter on the front. It's addressed to the Gatewalkers of Seven Arches. You open the letter, and we'll be back right after this break. Open the letter. And I will direct you to Foundry Virtual Table.
Ooh, I'm so
top. You may read said letter.
Oh, look at that.
Read the letter. So it says, Gatewalkers, may this missive find you well. Hopefully you have found safety here on the outskirts of Numeria to receive this letter. I've learned that you have some interesting new companions, including a young seer who bears the same mark of the Gatewalkers as we all do. I have little doubt that this seer will ultimately be useful to our investigation into the meaning of the missing moment. Find attached a blank note with parchment for your own...
Banknote.
Oh.
That's much more valuable.
Way more valuable.
Find attached a banknote with payment for your good work so far. Consider it a bonus. When you're ready, please return to...
Lippestadt.
Oh, that's how that's spelled. For a full report, you can expect a sizable reward upon your return. I imagine you have many questions, foremost perhaps how I know all of this. Suffice to say, I kept an ear to the ground after Fianara sent me word you disappeared from Seven Arches. The full story is too complicated as well as too dangerous to tell in a letter. I'll explain everything when you return to Lepishtat, which you should do in all haste.
Oh.
From Dr. Riddleson.
Oh.
What? Interesting.
What?
This is for you as well. And he hands you a promissory note for
Snatch.
Snatch. Yeah, this is for you, Snatch.
A promissory note for 400 gold pieces that can be exchanged at any bank of
Avalon. Wow.
Wow.
A lot of shuttle.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay. So maybe we do need to go to Lepishtat.
Perhaps we do need to part ways.
It is customary to tip all people who are working at the post when receiving the letter.
Everyone.
Isn't that right, Raphael?
Yep, so most people do it.
When you go to a restaurant for a meal, you tip everyone who works there.
You don't pull your tips?
No. It would be weird if you didn't give us all gold.
We don't have any.
It would be weird if you didn't give us all gold.
Especially now that you're flush with cash.
We don't have any.
As we like open it up, like, holy shit, 400 gold.
I think I'm
We're
okay
so
with...
rich now. I don't even know what to spend it on.
I'm okay with being weird.
All right. So if we're going to go to Lepishtat, then we don't need to send a letter to Riddleston, which means we don't have to pay these people anything.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to leave.
You didn't purchase a pen or paper. You took something.
Perhaps
from
a small tip is in order.
About 400 gold, and you're not even using our services.
Mail works.
You took up half our day.
Dr. Riddleston probably paid to mail this.
No one else has come in.
Well, of course not. They saw there was no room in the lobby. There's six of you, including a hedgehog.
Well, before we say we're not going to send a letter.
I went by the post office this morning, but it was too full.
So they don't want to wait in that line. Oh, there's seven people in there. I'll wait.
Well, I'll come back tomorrow.
Before we say we're not going to send a letter back, so from receiving this letter, we agree we're going to not follow Sakawachi now.
We're on...
We can talk about it, but I...
Yeah.
Explain everything when you return to Lepishtat, which you should do with all haste.
He said there's a lot going on.
And he seems to know all about Sakawachi already.
He says there's a lot of dangerous stuff, and so, like, come back to me as soon as possible.
So if we're going over the crown of the world, we better go to Lepishtat first.
And I think we need Riddleston to tell us what he has found out. He's been doing this research.
Also, he doesn't seem to know that Talitha and Lucky are dead.
Although he does know we have a new companion. So,
yeah. I think he does, but he doesn't care enough to put it in a letter.
But he addressed it to people who were dead.
He said the gatewalkers that left Seven Arches.
There were descriptions. Us.
Ah.
And maybe he didn't know what we looked like.
The seer, I think, is Sakawachi and not any of...
Yeah. Right. People.
So, yeah, if we're going to go there, we don't need to send one. PC already knows about Sakawachi.
Unless we need to say, hey, we're on our way. Received your letter.
How about we do that? We'll send a courtesy letter.
Oh, now you're...
By horse, please.
Using our service.
With horse. Your most expensive
the cheaper version.
Bird.
Oh, bird. Are we doing bird or horse, perhaps?
Glad we're all on the same page.
We're running a special today. If you do a bird-horse package, it's slightly less expensive.
Okay.
We're doing the same thing we were going to fucking...
And that should be... How much is that, Mauricio? 398 gold? Did you say?
Yep.
Yes, that's the special.
Snatch.
Snatch.
That's the snatch special.
Anyway, we have a bit of business to do. And then what time are you open until tonight?
As long as you need us to be.
All right, we'll come back.
Yep. All right.
Farewell, Mauricio, Susan,
yes,
and Raphael.
All right. Glad we did this.
Miss you most of all, Raphael.
I hope to see you again someday.
Raphael, before we go, one question.
Yes.
Whose son are you?
I am no man's son.
The midichlorians, I told you.
I see, and he just like nods knowingly. And he walks out and he's like,
Raphael may be the living god.
We kill him now. Tell what news we'll be able to tell Riddleston.
Yes.
I'm like dizzy.
Perhaps we should kill him first. And then present him to Sakawachi.
Well, it's a sacrifice thing, so. Well, let's talk to Sakawachi. Wait. My brother. Wait. Oh,
right. The apothecary. Flee.
The drugs.
Wait. The apothecary.
Wait. The drugs. We have a lot going on.
Drugs, brother.
Right. This is why I can't get give a definite ending for this campaign. Because it's taken on a life of its own.
The apothecary is right there. I see it.
You go buy your drugs. We'll go see if anyone looks like you at the Pig and Pony. You meet us there.
Will do.
Yeah, we'll scope out the Pig and Pony first.
Okay.
We'll
step into
Here we go.
Is this the apothecary or the Pig and Pony?
It's the apothecary.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you, do you have any supply of flay leaf?
Oh, it's flay leaf you're after.
Oh. Yes, it's flay leaf I'm after.
Jesus. Just so happens I got a shipment in today.
Just today.
How much you want?
Fresh.
Fresh?
Fresh leaf.
Yes, right off the bushel.
Right off, straight
from the bush to your mouth.
Clearly, I was all flay leaf.
What?
I just want to tell a quick story. Joe was once explaining to someone why we don't get as fancy equipment in our games. Even if we can afford it. He's like, because if we go to a town, you're like, all right, I just want to go to the store and buy a new sword. He's like, and Troy will say, good morrow, Ralph.
As soon as he does, I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I don't get that run. It's always some story. And then it's going to be like, I'll let it go for triple the price.
You just good Mara upped us twice.
Do you like to smoke it, snort it, or put it up your yoo-ha?
I prefer smoking it. I'm not aware of these other methods.
Oh, well, the third is quite fun. Go straight to the brain.
I'll have to try that. And he's just thinking, like, please get me out of here.
The constable walks in.
Yeah. Evening, officer.
He will pull out... he's going to pull out 6 gold. You get 6 gold worth.
6 gold worth, huh?
Flirty, yes.
Hey, what? That should last till evening.
That is not 6 gold worth of flirty.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the tourist price. You're too smart. Hey, what? And he hands you a bushel.
Does he have the promissory note? Do you have it on you?
You think wait. You
he cashed it. And came yeah, immediately
I'm
here.
Just sign
he was like, I'll meet you at the Pig and John.
We sent the drug addict into the drugstore.
All our money.
What do you use the leaf for?
Just some pain. It eases my suffering.
Where's your pain?
All over.
Oh, worst kind.
Good day.
All right.
And he'll walk out.
Man.
Can't believe you.
I'm not interested. I don't want to know his name.
That's the best part.
Also, we have plenty of people to meet at the Pig and John, whatever it's called.
Pig and John.
His name could have been like Reed Pharmacy Man or Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed.
Oh man, there's no way I could be that funny in the moment. Dwayne Reed. So funny.
Damn it.
Go out, it's Reed's Dwayne Apothecary.
R-E-E-D. Dwayne Reed.
He's going to stuff it away. He doesn't roll up right away. He just puts it away in like a brown paper bag and just puts it into his robes. And then,
what you got there, son?
Police officer comes working.
He runs.
The constable starts blowing a whistle.
The constable reaches for his holster. But it's empty.
Gas! Damn the new ruler.
This new law.
There's so much going on in this town.
I know, what
we've given this town more life.
We're never leaving this town.
Than any campaign setting guide written.
No
by
one has doctor. Ever put so many NPCs in Chesed.
It's so. I know it's so funny to me. Like we do this for these tiny towns, but we never do it for the major cities.
Can you imagine? We have to be serious there.
Yeah. Well, we did it in the Dwarven City. That was a big city.
Oh, yeah.
Where we met Kragadan. Where we met Anwashka.
Or Mary Beardchin.
Yeah. Not Svelte. Skelt.
Skelt.
It's Svelte.
Svelte. What is Gik and Zephyr doing during all this?
Cut two. We're at the Pig and Pony. Gik is playing music. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pig and Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in Pig. Where are we? West New Maria. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pig and Pony Club.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
Hey, look at that. There you go.
Hey, is that a voice?
Wait, what do we do?
Camp?
Split this?
We both contributed to that.
All right, you get one.
Yay!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, get your dirty hands off.
What a fortunate
off.
Bounce!
I think. What?
Did you get a Voyagers of the Jump bottle cap?
I did. It's like a fire.
He got Blood of the Wild. Blood of the Wild bottle cap.
I love this show. I miss this show.
While you're getting, while you're at the apothecary, we're
scoping we're it out, and I think yeah, I'm
you're
playing
trying karaoke,
trying to be one of the locals.
Yeah, can playing I, a little bit, trying to get the mood.
Can
up.
Can I do a diplomacy to gather information on Gaius?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I do a performance?
Right. Yeah,
I'm gonna roll my little.
What's the goal?
To aid.
Was it good?
Diplomacy.
Yeah,
aid diplomacy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe your performance is sort of like loosening people's tongue.
I've done my musical accompaniment. How about that? I played it along, and I literally get a plus +2 my diplomacy. I get a plus +1.
Barnes has taken a special interest in Brother Ramius's long-lost brother and starts asking around.
Agnes gets there.
You couldn't know we're not traveling with a murderer.
24, so yeah.
24, all right, so maybe everyone's a little more loosey-goosey, applied not only by alcohol, but by song.
So I got a plus one, because it's 24.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be a 27.
Nice.
There's a couple of the young female servers that smile when you mention his name. What little information you gather is that he was this sort of mysterious fellow that would frequent the bar for a certain period of time. Like, he was there for about, seemed like he was in town for about a month, and was out every night carousing, very popular with the young ladies, always in his cups, but never seemed out of control. And then at one point he just disappeared.
Interesting.
And they haven't seen him in...
It's been a couple months, I think. Is that what Marnie said?
I don't remember.
It's, everyone is giving a kind of a different answer. But
yeah, it sounded like he hadn't seen guys in a long time.
Like he's just someone who passed through.
Yeah, he said, "How you been?" That probably wouldn't be like 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Maybe Marnie's just like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a golden retriever.
Yeah, it's been some time.
So we'll share an ale. And then
Ramius stumbles in.
So per the rules, which I had never looked up for Tui for gather information, it's generally speaking about 2 hours
minimum. Yeah.
A couple hours minimum. So
yeah, so you would have
I would say Ramius takes his time getting there. I think he's stalling. He like walks the town and he's just looking at these warriors, the people who have come back.
Scarred, a lot of people maimed, missing arms. Yeah, real sad bunch.
You know what? I think he's going to stall going to the pig and what is it? Pig and pony. Going to the pig and pony club.
Pig pony.
Subconsciously, he's just stalling. He's so scared, a little bit nervous about the whole thing. And he is getting a vibe of the town and seeing these people and stuff like that. I think I'm going to do my own gather information, and he's just going to kind of ask around about Sarkoris, getting to Sarkoris, and kind of what's going on over there now in terms of the danger level, mm-hmm. and you know if it's really bad, if anybody's died recently there, that kind of thing. So I'll do a diplomacy. Oh, natural 20.
Natural 20. All right. So while they're spending a couple hours asking about your brother, and you're sort of delaying that kind of feeling where you want to know but you don't want to know.
Yeah.
You're walking around town and distracting yourself by trying to learn more about this town and the people that come through. You learn that there are this is like a stopping point, one of several along the coastline for people, for caravans that are going into the Sarkoris Scar, going into these wastelands to try and either rebuild the area, or perhaps very similar to what was happening in Skywatch, like loot whatever's left over, or take advantage of these settlements that aren't that are starting to rebuild and haven't like built up their defenses yet. So it's a real mixed bunch of people coming in, but they'll come in here, restock, resupply, and then continue north to this town called Egede, which is like sort of the first port town on the Mendevian border. Supply there, they'll either sail across or go around on foot and then continue deeper into the Sarkoris waste, these just constant caravans of people.
But there isn't any word of like people coming back, like the caravan disappeared or like
all the time. A lot of time people will be like, oh, we'll be back. And they never come back. Or people join up with the caravan and be like, I want to go see what this is all about. I need some adventure in my life. I want to do good. Missionaries sometimes. And I'll be back. They tell their families they want to come back and they never do.
I'm sure it's still super dangerous. Like,
yeah.
After the world wounds closed. I mean, because like you said, there's a lot of demons like kind of didn't make it back and they're still stuck here. And
maybe they just started their life anew. You know, they just got out there and was like, you know what? I'm just going to be a part of this. But yeah, it's not. While it's not a constant that people go and never come back, that is prevalent.
Okay,
is that the? I'm curious what Skid said. Is that like a common thing? Like instead of bandits, demons prey on the roads of travelers. Is that a thing or like not really?
I would think that the whole area is is sort of shrouded in this fear. Mm. You know, people who live there, you know, living in like this the epicenter. It's kind of, I imagine, like being in New York during 9/11, after the after the terrorist attack, that whole rest of the day in New York, we were just, I remember feeling like, when's it going to happen again? Mm-hmm. That whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And so that feeling, I imagine, is sort of this constant feeling in the world wound. Yes, it's been closed, but how long until it reopens, and how much has been left behind that has changed this world in dangerous ways? So there are people with going out there with good intentions, but I imagine just as many people with ill intentions.
Yeah. I mean, and if there's great wealth flowing into the territory, there'd be just as many people trying to take advantage of that. There would be bandits too, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
True.
I'm sorry. Did you ask about the road to Lepishtat?
No. I really was just trying to get information for Sakawachi and, you know, what he might be dealing with there.
I got the sense
that all these people were, you know, ex-crusaders and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
weren't from the south, that they had come from the north. Maybe one day they were back there, but really they came from Sarkoris. So.
Right.
And then he'll arrive at the Pig and Pony. So he'll hesitantly, kind of creaks the door. And you guys are singing in the back, and he nervously scans the room to see if he sees his
brother.
Radius!
Over here, we have a table.
And he waves, looking around.
We got you some celery sticks.
You can see it was once a plate of wings.
You can dip it in some red ranch.
A plate this big with four celery sticks over here.
The ranch is gone.
The too. Ranch has just dyed red.
It's just blue cheese now.
It's all red, dyed red. Yeah, he says, what of Gaius? Did you hear any word?
Yes. He was here for about a month. Quite popular with the ladies. He caroused every night. But has been gone for a couple months now.
A couple months?
Yes.
Did they say where he went?
No, there's no information about that.
No one knew what disappeared. Did he take a ship? Caravan?
No. We could do a wider canvas through town if you wanted. But
seems like he kind of just passed through. But people liked him.
He seemed very popular.
He would be.
There's a staircase behind the bar, and you see Marnie Finstock, like, stumbling down, clearly hungover. It's like greeting the bartender, talking to people.
Marnie. Excuse me, Mr. Finstock.
Oh. I saw you last night, guys, didn't I?
It's not.
Sorry, I'm a little...
Marnie, no,
overdid it last night.
It's okay, Marnie. I'm the one that owes you an apology. I didn't understand what was happening. I am not Gaius. He is my twin brother.
That's a very Gaius thing to say. He was always full of funny stories like that.
Is it?
Yes. It was.
I assure you, I am not Gaius. You could ask me any questions about things he said or did while he was here. I know nothing of it.
You're his twin brother.
I am, and I have not seen him in many years.
I did not
know he was here, and I desperately wish to know. I know he left some months ago, or has not returned.
You're serious? You're not Gaius? There's twin...
My name is Ramius, yes.
Okay, well, this does make a little more sense, because while your face is the same, it's much, much more drawn, and it hasn't been that long. I guess you couldn't have, unless you got some sort of wasting sickness. This is starting to add up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
No apology necessary.
If you see him, please tell him. He's always welcome here. He treated everybody well.
Did he ever tell you where he was going or where he wanted to go?
No.
He mentioned anything?
He was a mysterious guy. He was kind of came in, kept to himself, but tipped well. We always took care of him, and he would spend... nights here from time to time said, with some of the locals, as it were.
You said he was healthy.
Oh, yes.
Strong.
Yes, that's why I thought you were dying when I saw you.
His leg, he walked fine. You noticed no didn't limp have
a limp or anything. No, he looked strong as an ox. Like he could jump to the top of the roof.
Did he ever speak of where he was from?
Challenged him to do so. Why would I do that?
What?
Because you are not a typical PC.
No. I was thinking of, we never talked about his leg, but he never walked with any limp, no.
Did he ever speak of where he came from?
No, like I said, he was pretty much kept to himself. He would tell stories, and I couldn't really tell if they were his stories or things he had read in a book, but he was always entertaining.
Was he armed? Did he carry weapons?
He did. Never used them. I never saw him get into a fight. He would drink all night long and walk out of here straight as an arrow. Never had a problem. I wish I had. Which I could figure that out. I'm not as good as holding more liquor.
Is there anyone else in town, perhaps, that he was close to, or that he might have told where he was planning to go? Did he have any close friends while he was here, besides the ladies?
He was a bit of a Lothario. I never saw him come in with another gentleman or woman that he wasn't involved with, but there was one young lady. She used to work for us. He seemed to really take a shine to her. Of all the young ladies that he spent time with, she was the one I saw him with the most.
Is she still here? What is her name?
She doesn't work here anymore. I have her address, but that's strange for me to give you the address of a former waitress.
I must speak with her. I'm sorry, I must ask her just a few questions.
I don't really feel comfortable giving out that.
Perhaps you could come with her, me. Perhaps.
I'm running this inn and I have to drink soon.
True alcoholic.
Yeah, he's for real.
Late. I'd love to help
but
you.
But I have to drink soon.
He's honest.
I'm already late. It's 20 minutes now. Right.
What about... What about them? One of them.
And he points to Gick and they're singing up there.
Pig and Pony Club.
Would you feel comfortable about just telling them an address? Because they could speak to her, perhaps. They're friends of mine, and as you can see, they're completely harmless.
Even in battle.
I would say I find
you can see they're useless in a fight.
I do find they're as if they're singing. She's been going on for 2.5 hours.
I'm thinking the exact same thing.
She picks up her hat. She's got a few coins in there. She shows Zephyr.
They're paying us? Pony
Club. Pig and Pony.
What do I care? It's fine. I'll give... You can have the address. It's fine. It's fine. Please don't kill her or anything weird like that. It would certainly... I'll know. And there's nothing I can do, but that'd be whack.
Thank you for the address.
Did you tell us her name?
I'll write it down on a piece of paper.
I've been trying to write it down in my notes.
I look at the name and...
Can't be.
And then he folds it and puts it in.
I'll never know her name for the notes, so that's on you guys.
Look at this, Bonds. Look at this.
He passes you the folded paper with the name on it.
So it's like... It's like a we'll see you next week moment. Puts it back. Don't say anything.
I won't. So where would I begin?
So very dumb.
We'll go up to Buggles.
Buggles, when does the fucking set end?
We're wrapping it up.
It's hard to tell because it's just one chorus and it just keeps happening. I don't know.
I've been singing that for 2 hours.
Yeah, just been singing the Pig and Pony Club.
I want the bottle caps back.
We finished. She's collecting in the hat. Donations. Tips are appreciated. Donations. She's walking around.
I put a 400 gold piece banknote.
Why, sir?
It's already been cashed.
Void.
Premius. Why has this already been cashed?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Did you get the information?
What information?
That you were looking for about your brother.
Your brother?
Yes, our Barnes told me that he moved on, but we found a possible a woman that he had spent some time with in town that may know where he left.
Perfect.
Or went
what,
to.
What's her name?
Barnes them. Sure. Oh, right. I still have it.
Be careful with that.
I don't see why it's... She closes the paper and hands it to Zephyr and just shakes her head.
I saw it.
Pat on your shoulder. Hands it to Buggles.
And Buggles goes like white as a sheet, like pale green.
And like Ramius gets ready in case the Kula Khan comes out.
And he just like turns around and just starts vomiting. Like,
No!
Oh no!
No!
Oh, please take it.
She gives it back to Ramius.
Please.
I don't want it.
Burn it.
She puts it in her bag.
Cast it into the fire.
We're gonna stop. Stop. Are we gonna go see her?
What are we gonna do?
What choice do we have?
We have to. I can't. I can't leave him behind twice. I have to go. You don't have to come with me, but I'll have to face her one way or another.
Well, what else do we have to do?
Oh, yeah, well, I was kind of done here anyway.
Then let's go.
As you leave.
Man.
We have a perfectly drawn map. I'm
and then
sure
we have,
yeah.
And then we have Sakuachi, too.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nighttime now. You've spent the whole day.
Okay.
I want to go.
He hasn't reached out
no,
to us.
I would like to go to the port. Like, I want to make sure the ship's there.
Okay.
Oh.
It's like, let's just make sure that they didn't like
We'll say that her address is on the way to the...
Near the harbor.
Yeah, near the harbor, so you could pop in, and sure enough, the... what is it, the Jubilee?
The precious.
The precious Jubilee is still sitting there, rocking.
My precious.
The precious.
Oh, that's good. Come with me if you like. I must speak with this woman. I hope she's home.
And Ramius will go to the house.
We'll go with
knock on the door.
We're with him. Dum, dum.
You hear footsteps approaching. Door opens, and it's an older man. Can I help you?
Yes. Good evening. I'm sorry to interrupt. But
it's very late.
Yes, I apologize. He goes into his robes, and he pulls out a paper. I'm looking for a woman by this name. Does she live here?
The name says Talitha Lucky Osterman. I'm sorry.
No.
What a weird name. What?
You said good.
That would get that reaction.
Yeah, honestly, that reaction.
I kept thinking, like, what could that reaction
be? What could that reaction be?
Talitha Lucky Osterman.
Yes, this is my daughter. What's the problem?
Your daughter? There is no problem.
What's the problem? Why are you coming to my house this evening?
It is merely that...
Dad, is everything...
Talitha, go sit.
Do you know that she... Do you recognize perhaps my face at all? Do I look like a man that your daughter was seen around town with some months ago?
Excuse me, what are you insinuating?
I simply heard that a man named Gaius had developed a friendship with a...
What did you say?
This Talitha. Gaius? Does this name ring a bell?
And he's just kind of like staring daggers at you.
And Remus is like, this was a mistake.
Father? Father?
And you look behind you, and this maybe 20-year-old young woman steps up, and she's pregnant. And we'll see you next
time. Oh my God! I just got chills!
Oh my God.
Holy shit!
I know.
Well, everybody always knows someone's pregnant before I do.
I'm always like,
what? Can't take short time.
Totally pregnant.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.